Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is a show I've been looking forward to doing for some time now, and I'm super excited, I have to confess, and it is a little bit indulgent on my part, but I think you will agree that this is going to be a very interesting subject and really affects everybody. That's why it's a financial topic, even though it may not seem like one at first. But we're going to drag it underneath the financial tent because it's such an important topic. I have Dr. Terry Walls on the line with me. She's a clinical professor of medicine at the University of Iowa, where she teaches internal medical residents and sees patients in a traumatic brain injury clinic and conducts clinical trials. So I am just tickled pink and over the top excited to have Dr. Walls on the line. Dr. Walls, welcome to the program.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
I am ecstatic because I am just, first, I am humbled by your story and what you've done. And I am just amazed by what you've done with your work. So let me give a little background to our listeners, Dr. Walls, and then you can pick up and fill in. Dr. Walls is a board-certified internal medicine physician, clinical professor of medicine at University of Iowa. She's also a patient with chronic progression neurological disorder and secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. And she has done research and she has done her own discovery and found solutions or ways of coping and dealing with her condition that is just so relevant and important for a lot of people to hear. Couple quick things. Her book, The Walls Protocol, How I Beat MS Using Paleo Principles and Functional Medicine to Support. And her website is terrywalls.com, T-E-R-R-Y-W-A-H-L-S, terrywalls.com. Okay, so fill in the rest of it, Dr. Walls. I know that's a 30,000-foot overview,
sure,
but that's why I wanted you on the program.
So in 2000, I was diagnosed with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis. In that phase of the disease, you have episodes where you get worse. That's called a relapse. Then you get better. That's called remission. I knew that within 10 years of diagnosis, one-third of those who've been diagnosed will have difficulty walking, needing a cane, walker, or wheelchair, and one-half will be unable to work due to severe fatigue. I was the main breadwinner for our family. I had two young kids, ages 6 and 9, and so I sought out the best MS center I could find and treated my disease as aggressively as I could. I took the newest drug. Still, within 3 years, my disease had transitioned to secondary progressive MS. That's the phase of the disease where there's no longer spontaneous improvement. That's only decline, and the question is how rapidly will the person decline. I took Novantrone. I took the miracle drug Tysabri. I got the tilt-reclined wheelchair, but I continued to slowly decline. And when I hit the wheelchair, I realized that medicine was not likely to prevent that slide into a bedridden and quite possibly demented life. So I began reading the science. I began searching and experimenting on myself. And in 2007, I also discovered the Institute for Functional Medicine, took some additional coursework, and really deepened my understanding. And that's when I created a dietary and lifestyle plan that within 3 months, my fatigue was gone. In 6 months, I was walking throughout the hospital again. And at 12 months, I was able to do a 18-mile bike ride with my family.
Wow.
So this, you know, really transformed how I understood disease and health. It transformed the way I practiced medicine. And it would ultimately change the type of clinical research that I do.
What would be the biggest surprise people would have listening to us, Dr. Walls, and your story? What would be the biggest surprise they would find in your research or what you found with the application and focus of the diet?
So in my clinics, I use this approach, and we have tremendous success in traumatic brain injury, mental health issues, diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and other autoimmune conditions, including inflammatory bowel disease, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and, of course, MS. Now, progressive MS is a progressive disease. No one expects people to improve. You hope sometimes you can stabilize and slow the decline. So we have a clinical trial in others with progressive MS that we are using my interventions with. And we published our the preliminary data from the first 10, and we have papers under review now with the whole cohort. But we're able to show that people could implement my regimen and that we're able to have a clinically significant reduction in fatigue in those people, which is much larger than any reported reduction in fatigue in any MS intervention to date.
It's remarkable. And, you know, I've been to the website, terrywalls.com, and I see you standing there with the basket of vegetables, and it struck me as back to the basics and what our bodies were made to eat.
Oh, you know, absolutely. And, you know, we had this epidemic of poor health, 50 million people with autoimmune problems. And these are very, very expensive diseases, high-cost diseases, difficult to treat, difficult to keep people working. So discovering that diet and lifestyle can be this powerful, can keep people working and trade and probably save billions of dollars of healthcare costs if we will implement this as a country.
I think it's staggering to think of the implications of a doctor, you know, as this rolls forward and is, you know, more fully embraced, that a doctor writes you a prescription for fruits, vegetables, and some exercise.
Well, that, you know, that's what we do in our clinic. We we exactly do that. People come to our clinic, the therapeutic lifestyle clinic. They know that I'm not treating them with drugs, that this is an intensive diet and lifestyle clinic. And we have tremendous success and a huge waiting list to get into that clinic.
Wow. I'm going to write your prescription. You can fill it at Publix. And I don't mean the pharmacy counter. I mean the vegetable. Well, let me get the obvious stuff that my listeners know about Dr. Walls, that I've been doing, working on the, I always continue to work at it and try to be smart about what I eat. And it pales in comparison to what you've been able to do. But, you know, I pulled off, 25, 30 pounds of just extra weight that by making the paleo diet the center of my diet program, and you know, the energy levels and all those things are just radically different. And it's, and I do the perimeter of the store, like, you know, we hear about, and I go to the vegetable or produce department first.
Absolutely. My diet's a little different than many paleo diets because I provide a little more structure.
Sure.
In that we tell people we want them to have a lot of green leafy vegetables.
Yes.
In the cabbage family, onion family, mushroom family, that's the sulfur-rich vegetables. And then things that are deeply colored like carrots, beets, peppers, berries. And then sufficient protein as opposed to high protein.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking 6 to 12 ounces of meat.
Okay.
And lots and lots and lots of vegetables.
Yeah. Smart, very smart. If you're just joining us, Dr. Terry Walls is on the line with us. She is a clinical professor of medicine at the University of Iowa. You know, this may not be the exact way to put it, but she's doing really radical yet really intelligent and common sense research that has to do with how we eat and how that can benefit our lifestyles and our health, and she's a living example of that. We're going to grab a break, Dr. Walls, and come back. Well, I want to get into some of the science, if it's okay, and break out our biology or anatomy textbooks and talk about these little things called mitochondria and other parts of your research and why that's so important for people with MS and other similar diseases. So stay right there, please.
Retirement planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. It also doesn't have to be in a hurry or with sales pressure. Since starting Holland Financial in 1997, it has been David Holland's mission to help individuals and couples plan their futures with personalized financial planning. David puts himself in his clients' shoes and recommends products and services he would choose for himself or his family. To learn more about Holland Financial or to schedule a one-on-one consultation with David, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, and I am continue to be excited. It will not wane during the program to have Dr. Terry Walls on the program, and her research is just fascinating to me. TerryWalls.com is the website. Her book, The Walls Protocol, How I Beat MS Using Paleo Principles and Functional Medicine to Support, and a lot of great information on her website. And you can see the transformation and how she is she's living and breathing this treatment protocol. So one of the things I wanted to get to, Dr. Walls, if we could, and this is for some of us science geeks out here, but also for people to understand there is science beneath this. That little thing that's in our cells called a mitochondria. Now, I remember my anatomy and physiology classes before I changed from pre-med to business major, that's the energy source in our cells, right?
Yes. You know, this is the little organelle that takes the food you and I eat and converts it into something called adenosine triphosphate, or ATP. And our cells will use that ATP to drive the energy to run basically the chemistry of life that our cells need to do to perform the various functions of living and operating in our bodies. It's the efficiency of your mitochondria will determine how healthy that cell is.
Okay.
If the mitochondria are poisoned, strained, not having the proper nutrients, you don't have as much energy, that cell will not work as well. You'll have more fatigue. You'll have more brain fog, mental health issues. You can begin to have heart problems, and you can begin to have problems with your retina as well.
Hmm. So the treatment protocols, the things that you've been looking at are geared or targeted at the mitochondria?
Right. I designed this using science that told me what the nutrients were that mitochondria needed and that our brain cells needed. And we identified actually 31 nutrients that we track, and we created menu plans, recipes, and verified that our steady diet provides a great supply for all those nutrients. And, you know, and I'm sure that's part of why we have such success in my clinics that I see and in our clinical trial.
Well, so here's the devil advocate or just simply a layman's question. Can't I get this from a multivitamin?
Well, certainly not.
Okay.
And I suppose you'd say, well, what if I was going to take 50 or 100 vitamins? Could I do it that way? The problem with our vitamins and supplements, they're usually compounds that are made synthetically.
Yeah.
And many of them are now made in China, whose quality standards may be suspect.
Sure.
And when you make these compounds synthetically, they'll have a slightly different shape than the naturally occurring compound. And furthermore, we'll take a tomato. A tomato has thousands of different compounds in it, as opposed to just the lycopene antioxidant that we know is very helpful.
Sure.
But if you take the tomato, you get these thousands of compounds that are probably speaking to my DNA, interacting with my chemistry in very helpful ways. So the magic is in the food. Some very targeted supplements that I talk about in the book, yes, may be helpful, but the magic is the food.
I love that. Well, I'll confess, I don't take any vitamins.
Yeah, that's it.
I like my leafy vegetables. I like my brightly colored bell peppers, and
absolutely.
And do a lot of stir fry in my house. And I probably should have mentioned at the top of the program, Dr. Walls, my wife, she has celiac disease.
Oh, so you guys got tuned in quickly.
Yes, we did. We struggled for a long time, and she did, and I did as well along there with her. And anyway, we do a lot of our own cooking and a lot of vegetables. And she, now that we know what we're dealing with, you know, that's the pitch. We basically, she likes a bit of an adapted paleo. She still likes her carbs, but so I'm tuned in and understand where you're coming from here. So let's back up, if you could, a little bit, because I want to kind of weave this together with MS, and we'll use that as an example for some of these other related. What causes MS, and that'll help people maybe understand a little bit more about how this treatment protocol is helping.
So the conventional thinking is that you have some genetic vulnerability that accounts for maybe 2 to 3, 5% of the risk. And then it's the interaction of your gene with all these environmental factors that lead to MS. That you probably had an infection as a child, which increased your risk, and we don't quite know what these environmental factors are. My approach then is to say, okay, what are all these environmental factors that I could address and shift them from increasing my risk for disease to increasing my risk for health? So we maximize nutrient density. We take out the foods that are most likely to cause a food sensitivity problem. In that case, gluten, dairy, and eggs, because those are three highest offenders here in North America. I designed the diet to make sure your brain cells, your mitochondria have what they need. I designed the diet to provide much greater support to the processing and elimination of heavy metals, plastic solvents, and other synthetic chemicals in your body. We teach people to engage in a stress-reducing activity to help normalize their stress hormone levels. And we gave them a exercise program and helped them begin movement back into their lives. So we address food quality, we address smoking status, toxin exposure, physical activity level, and stress level. And those four factors account for, I mean, just those four factors account for 70 to 95% of your risk of getting high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, dementia, mental health problems, and autoimmunity. And by doing that, we have this very exciting, favorable impact on our patients in my clinics, in my clinical trial, and the thousands and thousands of followers that I have around the globe that are beginning to become what we call Walls Warriors.
I love that. Well, it's very exciting. I mean, it's really fascinating. And for our listeners, let's give up, you know, we kind of jumped into this because you and I both know exactly what it is. The paleo diet, which is short for Paleolithic. It's a lot about eating what our ancestors would have eaten during the Paleolithic period, some 20,000 years ago or so. You know, vegetables, fruits, animals, nuts.
Yeah. It really reduces the sugar, the white flour, the carb intake. You get your carbs more from vegetables, berries, and some fruit. And depending on which version of the paleo diet you're doing, you may have a greater emphasis on meat, or in my case, a greater emphasis on the non-starchy vegetables.
Mm, really interesting. I will tell you that with my wife, Dr. Walls, you'll appreciate this. Once we figured out what was going on, we went to this type of diet, and I am very proud to tell you that she's qualified to run the Boston Marathon, and she runs it April 20th of 2015.
You know, that is very cool. I recently became aware of a young woman, Aurora Colello, who had MS, was diagnosed, was not doing well, saw lots of folks who all said, you know, you've got bad disease, not doing well. And she discovered my TED Talk, adopted my dietary protocol, and now, 10 years later, she is a competitive triathlete.
Wow.
So there are many people out there who are using diet and lifestyle to stop their disease, resolve their lesions on their brain MRIs, and return to full active life. Yeah, and I want to point out that this actually does tie in to your financial concerns because the crushing healthcare costs from our poor health is making us economically not competitive in the world, bankrupting us individually and collectively as a country.
Yes.
But 70 to 95% of all that risk has to do with our diet and lifestyle choices.
You're 1,000%. We'll go from 75% to 1,000% correct.
Yeah.
And I would much, you know, I provide health insurance for my whole team and my company, Dr. Walls, and I'd be more than happy to spend that and a lot more money on fruits and vegetables for them than that healthcare premium, I can tell you that.
Well, you know, actually, I'm looking for companies that would be willing to have their employees all coached on adopting our dietary and lifestyle.
Sign me up.
To improve their health status and therefore reduce their healthcare premium costs.
I like it. Sign me up. You've got me.
Let's talk more offline.
Yeah, you've got me on the record, though. You've got that's what you get when you call a radio commitment.
Yeah.
All right. If you're just joining us, I'm thoroughly enjoying my conversation, and I hope you are too with Dr. Terry Walls. Her website is terrywalls.com, and the book, which I'm looking forward to reading, I'm excited about, The Walls Protocol: How I Beat MS Using Paleo Principles and Functional Medicine to Support. Quick break. We'll be right back with Dr. Walls.
These are challenging times for investors. The stock market is volatile, with 10% drops a common historical occurrence. Is your portfolio prepared for such a correction? How about inflation? What's your plan for when a gallon of gas or gallon of milk costs $16? And what about interest rates? Did you know that a 10-year bond could drop 10% if interest rates rose just 1%? What's your plan for that? Holland Financial has answers to questions just like these and practical steps you can take to help mitigate these negative events. Call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com to schedule your one-on-one meeting with David Holland. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
Welcome back. Dr. Terry Walls is on the line with us talking about this really fascinating area of research and developing protocols for, you know, treating disease and the things that ail you with diet, believe it or not. And, you know, you probably get some pushback, Dr. Walls, and I wanted to use dairy as an example, you know, where somebody says, well, what's wrong with dairy? Cow's been around for thousands and thousands of years. What's wrong with a cow? Why can't I have a glass of milk?
So many people with autoimmune conditions have unrecognized gluten sensitivity. And so if gluten sensitivity is part of your health challenge, because of the amino acid sequence and gluten protein, is very similar to the amino acid sequence in casein, dairy protein, your immune cells will react also to dairy. For that reason, in our study protocol, there is no gluten, there is no dairy. And again, because eggs are also a very common source of food sensitivity, we take out egg as well.
This shift allows, and some of these things, well, I'll say the shift allows the body to repair itself and to recover. Some of these things that you're talking about, they're inflammatory as well, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, and part of the challenge, we don't have a blood test that is completely accurate for gluten and food sensitivities. The gold standard is what we call an elimination diet, mm-hmm. where you remove that food from the diet for 3 to 6 months, then reintroduce an assessed response.
Well, and that response is interesting. I don't mean to interrupt, Dr. Walls, but that's interesting because once my wife did that with her gluten with the celiac, her response was much, much stronger because her body had been accustomed to being basically continually under attack, and the response wasn't as great. But then when she came off it completely, and then if she gets a taste of it by accident, the response is very strong, very immediate.
Likewise,
yeah.
We find that in many of our people in clinic and in the trials. We get them to go clean, preferably for 3 months, and then they can have a test meal. And it's usually very clear that they do not feel well when they re-challenge themselves. And then it makes it much easier, of course,
to
stay motivated to keep your diet clean.
Yeah, hit the drive-thru and come back in half hour and tell me how you feel.
Yeah, it makes it so much easier if you have some symptoms. And the part of the challenge for people is symptoms most often occur within 3 days, but can occasionally take up to a week or even 2 weeks to occur.
Well,
and that makes it much harder for people to identify what foods are the source of their problem.
Was on a trip about, it was about maybe a year ago now, but I remember it like it was yesterday. I had been really off of dairy. I only, you know, only have a little bit of chocolate milk with my coffee as my little indulgence, but otherwise I really don't have much dairy. But I had a chocolate milkshake driving on the interstate. I said, what the heck? I haven't had one in forever. And boy, that was a miserable drive the rest of the way home.
Oh, that was helpful though, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, I haven't had a milkshake since.
Yeah. You know, and if I end up with, again, for me, gluten, dairy, or eggs, I can end up with horrific levels of MS pain.
Mm.
And, of course, that makes it very easy for me to be very pure and very attentive to my diet.
Well, our listeners are going, okay, so how do I get started? Do I have to go cold turkey? How do I get into this? I mean, they definitely need to take a look at your website and get your book. But
right.
Give them some coaching on the front end.
Yeah, if you're in my clinical trial, we start you on the diet, and you have to start immediately. And we warn everyone that they'll experience withdrawal.
Yes.
And the first week's pretty tough.
Yes, that's true.
If you're in my clinic, I tell people you can go cold turkey, make a big change in 1 day, and experience withdrawal. Or you can taper out the white flour, gluten, dairy, eggs over a week as you ramp up the vegetables. You still have withdrawal, you still have some detox, but it won't be quite as severe as doing it all in 1 day. I also warn people to treat this like an addiction because the same parts of my brain lights up when I'm eating sugar white flour, and the dairy protein as light up when I'm doing cocaine, nicotine, alcohol, crack. And so all of us are addicted to these compounds. They taste good. They feel good.
They make us feel great.
They reward our pleasure centers. And so when we stop them, we will go through withdrawal. We will be irritable. And I assure you, your brain will be trying to convince you in all sorts of ways why it's okay to eat that stuff.
Yeah, it's okay. Give me another scoop of sugar or whatever.
Absolutely. And we are eating, in 2000, 153 pounds of sugar per person per year, 109 pounds of white flour per person per year, and our children are eating much more. That's the average consumption. And all of that sugar feeds the wrong gut bacteria, creating what we call harmful dysbiosis, really revving up our inflammation and starving us for the vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, essential fats that our cells really need to conduct the chemistry of life correctly.
Amen to that, Doctor. You know, I, as a side note, when I made the shift myself, and again, my shift was a choice, and it you know, I don't have these conditions that are obviously a thousand times more important. But when I got away from these, that, you know, the inflammation in my body was so noticeably different. I have a massage therapist I go to on occasion to keep my healthy back, and she noticed it right away.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's just amazing to me that that shift could be so noticeable. And
you know, it's interesting. I have a bunch of undergraduate college students who work in our lab for research credit or just volunteering. And so I ask them to do the study diet for 2 weeks so they can get a sense of what we're asking our study subjects to do. And to the person, they've all observed how much greater clarity they have in their thinking and their energy levels when they follow our study diet. And these are young kids, you know, in their early 20s, who should be at the utmost peak of their game.
Yes. Yeah, all that human growth hormone.
Yes.
Wow. Well, if you've just joined us, this is one to catch on the website or catch on our mobile app. Dr. Terry Walls, clinical professor of medicine at the University of Iowa. Fascinating research. Very exciting, and just really a wonderful story. The website, terrywalls.com, and the book, The Walls Protocol, How I Beat MS Using Paleo Principles and Functional Medicine to Support. Dr. Walls, I love your research. I love what you're doing. I'll say it, hopefully it comes across the right way. I'm so proud of what you're doing and glad to be associated with this conversation, and I'd love to have you come back and give us an update and report on how things are going.
That'd be great. I'd love to do that.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.